You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
So you moved to LA and bought a mansion.
What up, though, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of Three Raw. This is CJ.
Your man's Rob.
Your boy, Jimmy.
Yes. This past weekend was Easter, Good Friday.
Happy Resurrection Sunday, belated to everybody.
What did y'all do on Easter?
I just said, you know what I mean, did a little something with the family, nothing major.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Watched a couple movies, played a couple games, talked with my nephew. Nothing big.
Oh, yeah. How about you, man?
Got suited and booted and took my parts to church.
Me too, man. Went to church.
Served
the Lord. Got home. Chilled for a little bit. Then I went to my mother-in-law's house.
Yep.
Ate some good food, man.
Yeah, G-Mon crib up real fast.
Yeah. I had leftovers for 2 days. But after 2 days, I don't eat the leftovers. It's kind of nasty after that. But
you know, it's crazy.
It's the 48-hour rule.
You deploy the plies rules, you know.
Right.
Anything.
Get a little moldy mold, you know, get a little moldy mold on the greens and stuff.
Fourth day, you're pushing it.
Right.
Fifth day, you got worms.
Right. But you know what? I got a little story to tell y'all.
I got a little story to tell y'all. What's up?
My brother, my oldest brother, man. He don't care if it's been in the refrigerator for 2 weeks, he'll still eat it. If you got a little mold in it, I'm like,
oh no, that's going too far, my brother.
I mean, he's ready for survival and everything.
No, he's ready for death. That's what he is.
Skip that. I don't know what you're talking about there.
I'm turning into a mutant.
But you know what, man? I'm blessed, man.
Amen.
Especially this morning, I went to see a specialist about my hernia.
Amen.
I had this hernia for, I hate to confess about it, but whatever. I had it for like 10, 11 years. And I think it's about time for me to get this shit out my damn balls.
Yes.
For real. I mean, I'm sorry.
Man, speak your truth, my brother. Speak your truth.
Look, man.
I'm so humbled and ready.
You know what? I'm so tired of having a third ball, man. I just wanted to have the two balls instead of three balls, man. That's all I want. Yeah. What?
Hey, get your man's beat.
You was just rooting him on.
Look,
hey, I was.
But you know what?
Hey, I was.
But you know what? It's a bittersweet moment. Because me and this hernia had a chemistry going on.
Oh, man.
You know, it's been my bro.
Don't go there.
For like 10, 11 years.
Please. That's a damn shame, bro.
I know, man.
Hang in there.
Damn.
But you know what? I'm going to miss my dog.
If you got to go.
But
gotta
it's
go.
About damn time for this to get together.
You got to go.
Oh,
man.
But you know what? We had a special guest coming in. They should be here and within the next 5 minutes.
Shortly,
they said they lost.
Shortly.
But you know, I'm going to tell you this on the last podcast we was here. Warrior Oak Police is sneaky as hell. Very sneaky. Oh. I was on my way here, and I seen the Warrior Oak Police car right alongside of the building. And you know that building is dark as hell.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hell, y'all trying to be sneaky as hell. So I was doing 35 on 11 mile. But I think the speed limit, no.
I was doing 50.
I was doing 50. I know.
You tripping.
I was rushing to get here. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So the speed limit on 11 mile is 40, 45, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I was doing
55.
I think
it's like 40.
I'm like, shit, you ain't about to get me. Shit, I'll slow my ass down.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I drive different while I'm in the city of Detroit than I am in the
city. I ain't going to hold you up, though. Lately, definitely with these potholes,
yeah.
I'm driving about the same everywhere.
Yeah.
I got to keep it 100, dog. For real, man.
But you know what?
For real, man.
While I'm in the suburbs driving, I'm driving like I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Mm.
No, I'm driving like I got some sense.
Shit, I don't know what you talk about. I am.
I'll
abide the all laws.
All laws.
Shit, me. If I'm in the city, especially if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm driving through red lights. I'll drive through, man, fuck all that. Because it's people be driving, they be wanting taking you and stuff.
Shit. Who is it?
But anyway, I don't want to drive.
Who the?
I want to drive crazy and stuff like that, man.
Was that the ghost? What's going on?
That was a ghost, man. I don't know what was that. It scared me.
Anyway, man.
What's been going on with you, Rob? I know you had to go.
Today I had to biopsy, you know what I'm saying, routine checkup that I get once a month, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, like I told y'all in the first podcast, health situation.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, special guest right walking in right now.
Somebody can sit right there. Somebody can sit right there. What's going on, Clay?
What's going on?
We recording right now.
Y'all good to go. Come on through.
Happy y'all
can
make it.
We can't wait for y'all. So we just recording. Happy y'all
can make it. Facts.
Yeah.
What's up, my baby? You good?
What's going on with you, man?
What's going on, Jocelyn? Mr. Donovan, the preacher man, in the building.
Amen.
Preacher husband, preacher
wife. Well, let's get to the special guests. Let them introduce themselves.
Yeah, let them introduce themselves. Go ahead. Who I want to go first? Go ahead.
Oh,
we
ladies first.
Oh,
So, yeah, my name is Jocelyn Douglas. Hey,
y'all. Facts, what's good?
So, yeah, I'm the wife of Donovan Douglas.
Amen.
Variety of things. I have my book, 30 Days Till Married.
Oh, let me get the book.
A Guide for Improving Your Inner Health Meet.
Yes.
What really inspired this book is my journey of becoming a wife. You know how you journal? So I actually put all of those journals and prayers into one book, and with the hopes that it will inspire someone else who's making those moves and growing towards becoming a wife.
Amen.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I know it's mostly, is it like dedicated to women per se?
Well, it is, but I actually, some men had shared with me that they were inspired by it, and some of my female readers, their spouses read it and shared that they were also inspired by it.
Okay, so I was reading it for like the past 2 weeks. This is do a little study on it, and what interested me was it was on page 2 of it was a verse of 1 Peter of chapter 3 of verse 3 or 2. It said, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if same do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct. So, because I know nowadays, women, they focus on the concept of be subject to your own husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to, they kind of scared off when it comes to that.
Right.
So can you explain to me, like, why do you think women, especially nowadays, are, like, pretty much afraid of taking that next step?
The next step? Sometimes being submissive could be a little scary. You know, you're really turning over the whole fate of everything into someone else's hands and really trusting that God is leading them to make those decisions on your behalf. Where if you're a strong, independent woman like I was and like I am, I have to kind of learn and still to this day, I have to know how to take that hat off when I get home. You know, I could be superwoman in the world all day long, but really taking that hat off at home and allowing him to be Superman and me just be a help, you know, not necessarily having to be the strength, but just the help. But I focus more with this scripture on the conduct.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like to focus a lot on when it says submit to your own husbands, like, oh, don't be messing around with everybody else's husband, your own husband. But I really focus on the conduct because as women, sometimes we can be emotional and we can cut up sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, in front of people. So it's just knowing the discernment of, you know, the conduct and how sometimes your conduct can inspire the king in your man. You know, it can call forth a greater man just on how you act, how you behave. Mm-hmm. It can call that forth. It's amazing. So, like,
I got a question. Okay. Hold on, I'm going to let you talk. I mean, I'm going to let you finish it. I'm going to ask my question.
Oh, no, I was just saying sometimes just how I act, I get such a different response that it's amazing how if I wanted the same type of response but acted differently, I wouldn't have got it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's why I was about to go on. Like, Do you think, just in my opinion, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, about you being a young married woman, and like you were just saying, like sometimes it's good to be submissive. Do you think a lot of the problem with today's society is being afraid of that? And also, do you think if females was just to change their attitude a little bit, it'd be easier for them to find a husband?
I need another female up in here.
Oh, we tripping team. Oh,
my bad.
Like,
my bad.
Change your answer.
Well, you know what? I'll have your back. Just go ahead and say
Brandon, just think about it. Brandon, since you got long hair, think about it in the female perspective.
You know what?
Hey, man, leave me alone,
that don't hurt my feelings not
leave
one
me alone,
bit. Because that's why I'm the type of husband
wrong,
that I am. So I'm not worried about
that's
you.
Wrong.
Go ahead, we're going to do this together.
You know I got you, right?
You know it.
All right. Go ahead, Jocelyn. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's your question.
So I do think that I think the understanding of what it is to be submissive is not there.
Yeah.
You know, I think people have a very big misperception of it. And they think it's like, oh, I'm going to bow down. I'm going to, you know, you're going to rule over me. When really it's just, you know, I always say, like, God often commands the woman to honor and respect and obey her husband because they I felt like God maybe knew that we would struggle with that, like, but he also commands the husband often to love the wife because men don't often, like, I'm in a room full of men, but it's difficult sometimes for men to express their love, or they express it differently
because we're not emotional creatures,
in a way that women sometimes
that
have a difficult time interpreting how you guys are trying to communicate your feelings and emotions. So the attitude thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm a different breed when it comes to males. I think because I'm a, I don't want to put zodiac signs into it, but I'm a Cancer, July 7th. And I do express my emotions toward my wife.
You see
him?
Plug, though.
Oh my God, man. July y'all get on my nerves, bro.
Go to work.
I do express my emotions. It can be overly aggressive. I can be sensitive when it comes to, you know, my wife, everything. But I don't think nothing wrong with a man showing his emotions to his wife.
We were just
at
talking about this.
Or,
well, I'm going to say this.
You're not an emotional guy, so don't worry
me?
About it.
No, you're not. Well, you know, I could get a little sensitive here and there. You know, I ain't going to say I'm emotional, but I think we all get emotional at times.
Man.
I'm only human, you know, but I say this. Do you think it's probably, like, a lot of females see a guy opening up in a certain way that they might not expect and they might not know how to handle that?
It's more like a masculine thing.
You see what I'm saying?
It's more like a masculine thing. He just, men think they, like, extra hard and aggressive. They're like, man, I ain't about to.
You know what? I think one of the biggest issues, piggybacking on what she said as far as the attitude, that's one of the things that has to be brought into place when you're getting ready to get married. This is why our pastor tells us you have to date to collect data. If I don't know who I'm dealing with,
absolutely,
I can't. How are we supposed to function?
That is so true.
You know
bro.
What I mean? If I don't know for a fact that you big on separating the clothes before we wash them, just like I'm big on making sure that we use hot water with whites versus you using warm water, you know, and that's so small. But people don't understand how big that really is, because that little small issue, when it happens on a continuous basis.
Oh, no, that becomes huge.
That becomes a huge issue.
That's huge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and what she said about the help meet, I always understood it the way that you interpreted it. And the problem is that women do interpret it the other way. Help me. Oh, so I'm just supposed to do whatever you tell me to do. No, you have no idea the power that God has given you. We're not talking about a slave. The help meet. You are my other part of my brain when I can't think.
Even when you can't think.
Even when I can't think, my
the woman's brain is
working in a different way. There's a different
man,
idea,
a
different
man
decision.
Man's way to think is different, and women's thinking is way different.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm looking at it from I was watching this. I was watching Divorce Court with my wife. I don't like court shows. But
why would you watch Divorce Court with your wife? Right, though?
Wait, but listen to who I was watching it with. No. But listen to who I was watching it with. I was watching it with my wife.
Oh boy!
So right there, that's a submissive situation for a man. I can't stand those shows. Mm-hmm. But because my wife loves those shows.
Say it, sir.
Then I watch it for just a little bit. And in the midst of it, you know the reason why a lot
tell
of
guys. About it.
I'm just saying, but you know the other reason why a lot of us don't like watching those shows is because secretly we kind of like it. Mm-hmm. And that and the
you said secretly and, we kind of like
on,
it.
But let me explain. Let me explain why we don't like that secret. True that story. Secret hey, with I'll the situation
like
is
Housewife of Atlanta.
Okay, now hold on. I'll get you that in a second. The problem is that the mindset, the attitudes, and the attributes that are performed on those shows are not our wives at all. So we're irritated by watching them because this is not you. I don't understand why you're watching not mm-hmm. you. And it's always, it's entertaining. It makes me laugh. That's fine.
Right.
I just don't want it to be so entertaining to where you want to entertain the attitude yourself. So I'm watching it and, you know, I'm watching it and, you know, what was I looking at? It was something about the way, what was it? You good?
That's Robert. He messed up everything,
good.
Man.
It's all good. No, it was
I don't know what's going on. Technical thing, difficulties. Right
it was now. it was about this dude. He was a gambler. And his mindset of a gambler was different versus another gambler. He figured if he doubled the money and brought it back home,
mm-hmm.
if his wife was happy, then he did the right thing. Mm.
Preach,
he didn't realize that it was going to cause a problem later on. She didn't do anything a lot about it either because she understood that as far as a man, because my grandmother always used to tell me and my brother and her brothers, you never want to leave a man without any money. It messes with our psyche. So another thing for a man who really wants to be married, really wants to be committed, really wants to do what he's supposed to do toward his wife, there's nothing worse than not being able to provide. That drives us absolutely nuts. For other guys, it's like, whatever. Not the big deal. For us, can't sleep. Can't think. We looking at her and y'all riding, but we can feel that little titsy bitsy. I wish he'd get it together already. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is that the power of help meet means if I can't get it together, you can get it together, and then we can get it together.
Yes.
Versus it just being, you got to do what I tell you to do. That's it. I know we broke, but you just going to have to deal with us being broke. I know we ain't got no car. You just going to have to deal with us not having a car. Versus her saying, I know we ain't got no car. You just gonna have to, but baby, we have enough money to put down on a lease. Why don't we just go ahead and get a lease? It don't sound good to us because we so stuck in being men.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be submissively thought process toward them for them to channel back being submissively toward us.
Yeah.
So.
Right. I got it.
Right. That's why you had another segment on your, Brooks talk about trust. You want to trust your, oh, sorry. You want to trust your husband to take a lead.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's true in so many ways. Because I think, especially a man is built to provide and lead
mm-hmm.
his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have an input on that? Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's been a major problem nowadays with relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't trust their man
mm-hmm.
at all?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, kind of like what he was talking about. Like, oh, we don't have a car. We just kind of got to deal with it. So when you look at the situation and the help me could come with the help, like, hey, we don't have a car, but mm-hmm. here's a strategy to kind of save and put down towards a down payment. Sometimes the man, he has his vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God has given it to him. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even if God didn't give it to him, you're in the position to just kind of follow that vision. Mm-hmm. And even if mm-hmm. I come and say, hey, let's put a down payment down on lease, and he like, I don't like that idea. Then what? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
you don't want to let me don't go against
like,
his
okay,
words,
perfect
no.
example. My husband wanted to become a police officer. I hated it. I hated it. That's what really made me start writing this book.
That's why he was bald head. I was like,
he was bald head, y'all.
Bro?
He was bald head on our wedding day.
I went to your wedding. I'm like, hold on, Donovan, what was you doing, bro?
He was bald head.
But you know what? I like, but he didn't look good. I ain't gonna lie, he didn't look good on him. I'm like,
Donovan,
no,
why,
no,
bro?
You got used to it. But
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And that's how I saw.
So he was in the academy.
Go ahead and take this off.
I'm all lost, but I'm going to act like I know what's going on.
He was in the police academy, so they make him shave his hair off.
Oh,
Right. I know that was tough.
But he had a bigger vision that at the moment I kind of like, hey, we getting married, we about to start life, like we need we need to make
start
these moves,
fresh,
you know.
Fresh.
But his bigger vision allowed him to be an even greater provider later on. Now, even while he's going through the academy, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not necessarily the leader or the visionary, you know, in the marriage. So I have to kind of trust the vision that he has, because he's following God, and I'm I'm his backbone. I'm behind him. Like, as he trusts God, I have to trust him.
And I got a question. Like you just said, he's the leader. Be real. How hard is it for you to just go along with that?
It's not as hard anymore.
Okay.
Before, it was hard. It was very hard at first, but it can be difficult sometimes, especially when I don't see it.
Right.
Okay, I was getting ready to ask you. Is it because you've either learned to trust your husband fully or you've learned to pay attention to the results? Because there are women who are married for results, and then there are women who are married and understand why they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that, of course, the results come into play after understanding. But that's my question. Like, is it half and half, or is it one or the other?
I wouldn't say I necessarily trust the results, because having faith is just really not even knowing.
That's it.
The result.
That's it.
I do understand why we're married, but I'm here for the journey, for the growth, for the building. You know, it's only been a year. I do understand that, you know, it's going to take some building. It's going to take some ups. It's going to take some downs.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's a process, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, all right, this is a little bit last thing about your book before we go into another subject. I love this part of the book, Rebuke the Haters. I freaking love this. I try not to cuss. I just got out of the church. I love this. So this is the quote I love on your book. It says, when it comes to my fiance, I recall people literally telling you don't want him, and then they possess to list the reasons why. Even so, I gave it a chance. Look, before I met my wife, right, I was a 304. I was, especially in college. I was, and everybody was like, don't.
Can he say that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this FCC ain't in charge of this, so I can say whatever I want to say.
Yes, sir. Three raw.
But everybody was telling my wife, don't marry him, because I still got chicks on the side, whatever. And everybody was saying, like, everybody was telling me, like, don't marry my wife because she's big or whatever. And especially, like, I never dated nobody my wife's size. I always dated somebody either skinny or medium built, whatever. I never dated nobody my wife's size, whatever. But I'm like, shoot, I like what I like. I mean,
well, it's not even about what you like.
It ain't about what I like.
It's what you love, my dude.
It's the personality. You know what I mean?
You love something about her.
Oh, yeah.
That made you say,
shout out to Aquila.
You know what I mean? Will you marry me?
Wheels.
Sometimes it don't be about all that other, though. You know what I'm saying?
She helped me. We came a long way with our relationship. I was damn near homeless. My third year in college, I was damn near homeless. I was about to get kicked out of my sister's house. I was living from couch to couch, basement to basement, you know. And
was
hard. It was hard, man. And then my wife, I don't want to say swooped me on my feet, but she basically swooped me on my feet.
Woo!
I'm trying to hang in there.
Won't he do it?
Yes.
Really won't.
9 years later. 9 years later, we still together. We've been married for almost 4 years now. So it's been a blessing, man.
Wow.
It's been a blessing. See how God works?
Tearing up over here, CJ. Your man's tearing up a little bit.
I almost shed a tear too, man.
You know, I mean, it's real.
You know what?
It is real.
When I'm...
you know my story, Rob. You know.
Yeah, I do.
I was a
But it's
boy.
Not about what I know. It's about what
I was a gigolo, gigolo boy.
You know what I mean?
I was a gigolo, gigolo boy.
When I met...
You know, I don't know about all
since
that.
Since we going there, I'm gonna make mine quick. Since we going there, when I met Erica, it was like, you know what? I thought it was gonna be easy pickings when I met Erica, only because the family that she was growing up in grew up in the church with us.
Mm-hmm.
Her cousin was at the time my best friend, and when I started showing that I had interest in her, it was like,
no. And I'm like, what do you mean, no? It's me. And it was like, no. And no became worse than a lot of stuff, worse than you could ever imagine. Erica was assaulted. Mm. Mm. And then we had Daniel from that assault, who is my boy, my miracle, my everything, my 9-year-old G. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when she first told me everything, you would think the first thing you would think about is, well, he's going to protect me. He's going to make sure that I'm good. And the first thing went out of her mouth was, I've messed up everything. How are you supposed to have a life? How are we supposed to get married? How are we supposed to do this? How are we supposed to do that? And the crazy thing about before all those questions were asked, I did what I was taught to do. I sat down on my bed and I said, okay, what do you want me to do? I didn't have to call his name. He knew exactly who I was talking to. I said, what do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. And he showed me exactly what to do. And then after she said what she said, I said, we're going to be just fine. 13 years later, 3 years of marriage, we straight. And I don't mean we straight. We straight. And when I
with the K on it.
And when I tell you that I can feel it sometimes when I walk with her. You know, because my wife is a BBW. You know, certain people, I can feel, why are you? Hey, they need to understand.
You from Eastside, right?
I'm actually from the North End.
They need to understand. Facts, though. Look.
I ain't saying a word.
When I walk with my wife, I walk like I am walking with the top queen of the world.
Because you are.
And these women are like.
Because you are.
What are you doing?
I mean, but for real, man. What's the big issue on appearance? Isn't it all about who you care about or who you love? When you're younger.
But we're not younger no more. Because we immature when we're younger.
True.
So it's like, I could do whatever I want.
You know what?
Do,
I think it's about the perception. The mindset that you particularly had about who you were going to marry, how you was going to get married, everything you was going to do when you was going to get married. When you was a kid, you said all types of crazy stuff. Yeah. Not knowing what you were talking about. I told my mama one time as a child, man, I'm going to have 10 kids. I'm not going to go through what you're going through. I'm not going to be whipping my kids like this.
Oh, you crazy, bro.
And then the older I got, the more I thought, oh, I have to whoop my children.
How you say it?
This isn't just fun for you. This has to happen. Okay, never mind. Let me cut that down to 4.
I just feel like, I don't know if it's really the ladies or, all right, I'm going to ask y'all too. Who do you think giving y'all more of a side eye? So say men or women?
Both.
Both?
Both.
Yes.
Both. And then why would a dude look? You know what I mean? Like, because come on, he man. Doesn't. Here, you a man though?
Because
why you care what? Because
I'm not the man that I should be. And watching
in
him
in his eyes,
I'm not the man that I should be.
I'm gonna say this:
I'm not the man that I should be.
I honestly do not care what no other.
No,
grown
but
man.
But that's
this
because
you,
you're cool with your
you what
act.
The man What's thinks. Up? This what I tell you what the man thinks. He was like,
I see. I would have hit him in his face, B.
I would hit him.
I would have hit him.
Somebody said that to me.
You already know me, though.
Somebody said that to me too.
Yeah.
They didn't say it about my wife, but they said it indirectly. They was looking at a picture of the magazine while I was at the register. They was like, "These dudes marrying all these fat chicks," but whatever. I guess that's what people like. And I got instantly heated, but I had to hold my composure because I wanted to keep my job.
When I went to Eastern Michigan, right? I was This guy was like, yeah, let me see. Because I went to college with him previously, too, because I went to Wayne State for a little bit. And, you know, I dated, you know, skinny chicks, whatever, fine chicks. Then I saw in the picture with my wife. He was like, the fuck you? He was like, the fuck is this? Basically. So I'm like, what you mean, what the fuck is this? This is my wife. He's like, oh, shit. I thought you was dating, like, somebody light-skinned or whatever. I'm like, what that got to do with that? Like, so you saying that my wife, she looked less appealing to you or something?
So you got a problem?
Like, I don't give a fuck.
You know
I don't care.
Oh, see, there's something wrong with me, dog. I can't record
it. It can be about how...
You need an upgrade anyway. But
who you telling? Who you telling?
This is my boy. We talk about each other all day.
He can go in on me.
We talk about each other all day, so... But you know
bless
what?
Bless his phone, Jesus.
But you know what? Speaking of relationships, you know, especially with the social media was going on about Amity B and Fabulous.
Oh, man.
We got to talk about this.
Hold on.
And Emily B been in an on again, off again relationship for over 10 to 13 years.
Say it again.
Hold on. I'm going to try to break it down for
on
the
listeners. On and what?
On and off.
One more time.
On, off.
On again, off again.
Clap all on. Right. Clap off.
All right. Number one problem. Let's keep going.
Hold on. We ain't even get into what's really going on.
Number one problem. Keep going.
Go ahead, Rob. My bad. I don't mean to cut you off.
So, allegedly.
Allegedly. You got to put the emphasis
on
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. He got mad at her because come to find out she was in California, didn't tell him. Mm. Something escalated. She called her brother and her father to come and take his weapons out of his house. From there, it gets sketchy. We all saw the video on TMZ with him, you know what I'm saying, going in on her pops or whatever. But nobody really saw no video or proof or evidence of her getting hit or abused or anything like that. Nevertheless, I don't know, man. What's your opinion on that?
My opinion? What I heard was that she stole some money from Fabulous. Mm. That's what I heard.
And unnecessary.
I need to know facts. I need to hear from Fabulous himself. That's what I need to know.
Come on, brother.
Oh,
come on.
For real. Oh, go ahead, Donovan.
Don't waste it there. Come on.
I think, first of all, a man should never put his hands on a woman.
Let's make this clear.
Only spanking her or something.
Because we're getting ready to defend this man in a certain way. Miss,
sorry, Donovan. Sorry. My bad.
I'm with all of that, man, in its proper place. But back at the subject at hand.
Jesus.
I don't, and whatever the case may be, I think if we're going to, if we're going to be in a relationship, if we're going to be married, then you got to respect that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem in relationships now. We've been taught by mass media and by today's society to subjectify women and to look at them as objects rather than looking at them as people and as equals and as a nurturer and as a somebody who raised you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. We take what the media pushes and we put it on our women that we date. We want our women to be Kim Kardashian. We want the Black China. And we
want
to be.
I don't want that Black China.
No, we don't.
I'll deal with her in a second, too.
We want the Kim Kardashians. We want all that. And we want to do what these men do to them. We want to Chris Brown, the Rihannas. We want to do all that. But I believe if we step away from what we see on TV and we get back to the basics, man, we get back, you know what I'm saying? I know that it's not a full-on church broadcast, but if we get back to the book, to what the book says about relationships, to what the book says about family, then we'll see a lot more prosperous families and prosperous communities.
And see, that's the thing that I was wondering, like, they've been together, like I said, 10 to 13 years, right,
13.
CJ? 13 years.
On and off, yeah.
We seen some of their relationship, you know what I'm saying, arrive on, like, Love and Hip Hop, Instagram, certain little things like that, like the last 5 to 6 years, you know what I'm saying? But at some point, like, I'm not trying to judge the man. I don't know what really happened in their relationship or this argument or whatever. But at some point, if you with somebody over 5, 6, and they got your kids and... when is the time to even put a ring on her hand? You know what I'm saying? Or is they just cool with dating? Maybe they is. You know what I'm saying? They in
every relationship is different.
Every relationship is different. They might be in a point in their life to where they like, hey, look, we financially okay. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. I know what it is. Who needs all that?
That's
you know
a whole
what I'm
mess.
And this is what I be talking about as far as results.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Let's skip the fact that they've been together on and off for 13 years. Let's get to the profile of Fabulous. Fabulous is not only one of the best, but still rocking.
Yep.
In this time and day,
he's the illest.
He is
rappers. Fabulous.
He's the illest in freestyling.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
No,
dressing, the way he dressed.
I don't know about all that.
Hold on. He's definitely not by himself.
I say this.
Definitely not by himself.
He really amazing with keeping himself relevant all these years. You know what I mean?
Like that man. Your phone doing it again.
But
technical difficulties with the regular phone.
I broke that case.
So with that being said, all that we know with that, the success of it, the success of it is crazy.
Oh my god!
Like, so it's like Emily's like, he's taking care of my kids,
right?
And he treats me right in a manner that I can't really complain.
Mm-hmm.
I could ask for more, but then the argument would be, what more can you ask for?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You ain't lying, brother.
Unfortunately, because the book, and we not, I don't know whether or not the book has been introduced, because I imagine that Fabulous is really relevant for the reason of really just staying to himself. Right. Versus all this other crap that everybody else doing to get fame. Mm-hmm. So the book probably has been, relevant. It just needs more studying. But I honestly believe, because of the type of man that Fabulous has always put himself out to be, that more than anything, this was a family debate that went too far. And there was probably a scuffle because mommy and daddy and brother and everybody wanted to get. And you know how, you got that one person that's always going, hey, sooner or later you do get a casualty hit. I'm not saying that she was supposed to get hit. I don't doubt that that man felt something about her getting hit, because he did turn himself in. But like Ebro said, when they got their little information, because I checked up on it too, because I love Fabulous personally. He was released with assault. Not assault and battery. Help me out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not assault and battery.
That's different.
And assault with a deadly weapon or anything of that sort.
Yeah, it's different.
Right.
It was just assault. Yeah. Had he been assault and battery, there wouldn't have been no walking in and then walking back out.
And see, that goes back into mainly of the rumors that really spread of her
teeth knocked. Is it real?
You know what I'm saying? Right. Who knows?
Now, if
he wanted chip tooth like Fabulous.
No, assault, like he was saying, assault, simple assault and assault and battery is two different things.
Explain.
A battery is when I actually put my hands on you. When there's a physical touching, unwanted touching. Assault, I can assault you with my words. I don't have to put my hands on you.
And see, that's what I was just about to say.
He definitely did that.
You see what I'm saying?
Without a doubt.
Assault got different levels.
He did that without a doubt.
But you know, the power of social media, they take things too far.
And that's all I'm saying.
Well, what I was going to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all I'm saying, because as of now... all this didn't happen. I think right now it's time for Emily to show a face. Because the main issue now is, did he hit you? They said he hit her 7 times. They said he knocked out her front 2 teeth. Then there's rumors going around that some of her female friends saying that's not the first time.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying?
Of
social media or just media outlets, period, that blew up to maybe something way bigger than what it was. You know what I'm saying? But this is just all assumption. We don't know. Nobody was really there to even see or take a picture. The only picture or footage that we got is him arguing with the father. In my opinion, him arguing with the father is a little too extreme.
That was extreme.
I mean, you got to keep it real. Now, I know that was too extreme. He got kids. At the end of the day, they family. You telling your son, grandfather, you got a bullet with his name on him?
That's,
come on, man.
That's disrespectful to the 100% level, bro.
It depends. It's levels to
it. I don't know.
How extreme was this argument?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is his son.
Now that you said that, then okay.
You see what I'm saying? I could get pissed off. Connected.
Now, I could get pissed off like that, too. But I ain't gonna threaten nobody. I ain't gonna threaten to kill nobody.
But
that's just me.
Okay,
well, did he steal some money? Hold on.
We don't know. I feel like when it comes to these type of situations, especially young men like us that are married, when you dealing with fathers,
don't say yes. I ain't married. I ain't married yet.
Yeah,
I'm just for the majority of the men that are in the room. Sometimes you get those dads who are actually waiting for you to do something stupid. Everything shows that this man is going to do everything and more for your daughter. But you just—it's just moms too for the boys. They look at it, some boho I don't like. It's not that you don't like her. It's the fact that she is exactly who your son said she was. It's exactly who he said he was. You're trying to figure out, why can't you understand why they're in love? Why can't you understand why they're married? So we're talking about disrespect. I remember a conversation between me and my mom about a situation that happened where she took my wife for a little breakfast or whatever, and my wife came back to the house irritated. And I said it as simple and as respectful as I could. You brought mess into my house.
Mm-hmm.
You're my mom. I don't want to say this to you, but it has to be said. Now mom and son is gone. This is adult to adult. I would never say something to Chris and be like, and then bring it back to you for you to be calling me and be like, how dare you? And because you're mom,
mm-hmm.
I'm expected to take it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Because I'm son, I'm not expected to say the same thing to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not an adult right now. I'm just your son. It doesn't matter at all, ever in life. What I'm simply saying is, if your father-in-law or mother-in-law came mm-hmm. into your household, not the regular disrespect that you get.
Yeah.
The overbearing, out of order, full blown, and making you feel like you don't do squat disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you steal, supposedly, out of my house.
Mm.
And then when you listen to the tape, why you got them in my house? So hold on. There's been a conversation about you not having them in my house. Because right. apparently they did something before. Well, I don't mm-hmm. want them in my house.
Exactly.
So you got them in my house, and you know I don't want them in my house.
Yeah.
You're saying he's your father. Obviously, I respect that part because you and me had a conversation about, okay, just make sure he's not in my house.
Exactly. And see, that's when things get a little blurry because the way he just broke it down, you can see that side of the picture.
Okay.
You see what I'm
that's
saying?
That's all but I'm saying.
The way social media is yeah. playing it.
It's just fabulous it's all by
it's
himself.
It's all fabulous.
All by himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's only him. He's the aggressor. Then the video don't help.
Nope.
The video don't, at like you all. Said, but if you pay attention to the video.
It's on like snippets of it. It's on like snippets of it.
But look, if you pay attention to the video, it's small things like he just said. Like, why you got him in my house? That gets ignored because what's more entertaining? The lie.
And then the brother.
You see what I'm saying?
The brother is holding the dad back and trying to hold Fab back. So now.
And the brother was my man, so it was like 900 pounds.
Right, so
9'2".
No, that's that was his bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
Doubt. The other dude with the skull cap on.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You
yeah
the,
okay, okay.
So are you the person that normally mediates between us when I really don't like talking to this person, but I can call you and tell you. Hey, let him know, happy birthday. I can't call him and tell him that myself because, you know, we can't stay on the phone no longer than 2 minutes without arguing. So just mm-hmm. just let him know I said happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. am yeah. I wrong for the way I feel? Because yeah. I feel like that happens a lot. But because
oh, that happens a
but
lot.
But because somebody said a woman got hit, mm. we're screwed.
Yeah.
Men are screwed. It's not, she hit me first, I called the police. Mm-hmm. I defended myself in a way that I felt maybe it wouldn't have got as far as it did, but she was just going.
Hey, yeah. Hold on. What's your opinions on
please.
All this?
Please.
Well, I really didn't know much about the situation. I don't really, I don't know. But when it comes to, I don't think it's okay to hit women. I've been on the end where, you know, I feel like you can restrain a woman if she's
yes.
attacking you in the yes. way where
oh, yeah.
you're not abusive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, because women, I don't believe in hitting a man, but women, they will hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of you beating the heck out of her, like, you're naturally stronger. You're naturally mm-hmm. more aggressive. So maybe you can just hold her down a little. You know, some type of way you can figure out how to restrain her mm-hmm. from abusing you mm-hmm. without literally mm-hmm. abusing your power as the man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I feel that's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But I don't yeah. know the situation.
So,
yeah.
I just please.
Oh no, I just think just going back to the Fab situation, I think when it comes to in-laws, you have to set boundaries.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
a little further up.
I think you have to set boundaries. When you are in a marriage, you have to understand that you leave your mother and your father
out,
and you cleave to your wife or to your husband.
Say that again.
You
again.
Leave.
I see that in the book too. I see
we
that.
Were going to do a series called "Leave and Cleave,"
and you cleave to your wife or your
yeah.
husband. And I think setting those boundaries before the actual coming together or the consummation of the marriage is very important. You need to sit your mother and your father down. You need to tell them and explain to them, you are no longer first in my life. You are no longer the priority in my life. my wife is or my husband is, and you are a close second. You're not. You will never lose your space as my mother or right. as my father. Get that straight. Please, you gave me birth. You gave me life, and I'm gonna love you forever for that. But my wife, my family that I'm making now comes first. And I think if we have that first, then all these other problems will disappear. Like mm-hmm. my mans were saying, if they would have never been in Fab's house, this probably never would have happened.
I gotta play devil's advocate a little bit.
No problem.
Now let's look on the flip side of this. Mm-hmm. Just think if they wasn't even thinking about Fabulous and she simply caught them up. Mm-hmm. Like, look, whatever. Like the rumors is they came over there and took a bunch of weapons out of his house.
Okay.
So if this is your daughter and she's scared for her life, I'm not saying Emily was, but I'm just using this as an example. Mm-hmm. And your daughter called you and asked for you and your son to come over there because she's afraid that he might come back and hurt her, and he wanted, she basically wants y'all to come and take these weapons out the house.
Why come?
And you come over there.
It
hold
makes
on, hold
more
on.
Sense to take her out of the house.
Thank you.
I know, but this is. hold on. I know what y'all saying. I feel that way too. But I'm playing devil's advocate. This is the story the media has told us.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? So y'all come over there, y'all little by little, gun by gun, getting inside his house. He pulls up. And then all this escalate.
Yeah.
Now who's at fault in
that
this situation?
Is it
Fabulous? Is it the father and the son? Mm-hmm. Or is Emily?
It's the father.
I feel like out of those three people, somebody should have enough sense to say, let's remove you from the situation.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. you're the one at danger. Let's not mess with this man's
Keep
stuff
in, mind,
in his house.
And
I'm not even welcome here. Let me remove you.
Yeah, I'm not even supposed to be here.
Especially with the Me Too movement, too.
Oh, yeah. Because... it's getting no. Say it. Speak. Come on. Speak. Because
go ahead. What you about to say?
With this movement now is becoming. I'm not saying that everyone is wrong. I'm not saying that everyone is right. But it gets to the point where a lot of people that's really victims is looking crazy because you got weird situations like this.
Oh,
you see
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's like,
oh yeah.
Dang, who do we really believe now? Because we see all the flaws in her story, or we see all the flaws in this story. You know what I'm saying? Then it might mm-hmm. somebody be really suffering and quiet that
right.
need this attention. But now you gave so much energy to this that wasn't 100% real, or you know what I'm saying, brought up to be. You don't even really want to hear her story now.
Mm.
What do you do?
I just want to say you said her story and this story. And I'm not criticizing you. I'm going to a point of where our minds always go. Her story, this story, not his story.
But see, with this Me Too movement,
yeah,
before
the Me Too movement, it has always been that way.
Yeah.
It's never been the fact of the matter that
I, as a man,
never had nothing to do with this in the first place. Everything went down completely because of her. And because I tried to defend myself in one little way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the bad guy, period. Because like she said, our restraint level is just supposed to be our restraint.
I got a story. I'm going to keep it short and simple. Because I got a lot of stories just like that. I was in a studio. Me and my mans, we recording at his mama house. He don't stay there. We just using it because ain't nobody at the house right now.
Uh-huh.
So she was cool with that. Long story short, his baby mama come on there tripping. Mm. I know you got some bitches in there. I know you this, that, and third. You're like, what? Rob, and we in here making music. What was you talking about? She break down his mama's door.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Assaults him. He grabs her. What is you doing? I can't believe you just did this to my mama's property.
Going to jail.
You gotta go. She runs and calls 911. The cops come. Two women. They profiling us. She didn't lie. Mind you, this woman was 5'1", 102 pounds. Look how big I am. I was even bigger then, wasn't I,
About
CJ?
300, yeah.
She lied and said that me and another one of our associates who was 5'7", you remember Dantes.
Yeah.
Dantes. Me and Dantes picked her up and threw her. She didn't have a scar, a scratch, or nothing on her. We almost went to jail.
How long ago was this?
This was about 2009, 2010. I can't remember. But you remember how big I used to be and Dantes.
CJ. I remember Dantes.
CJ, your story.
So I met this one chick at Michigan State, whatever. I spent the night over. I'm gonna keep this short too. I spent the night over her house, whatever. And I told her, like, I don't think this is gonna work because it's kind of long distance, you know. And she was like, so you just gonna leave me for another chick? I'm like, hold on. I ain't leaving for another chick. I'm just saying, I don't think this is gonna work.
CJ two timing.
So she was like,
got to be careful more, son.
So she was like, she's not over. So she's trying to put a nine. Ooh, long story short, she's trying to put a Title IX investigation
Dragon
on me.
Dragon Ball Super.
She's trying to claim that. What? Yes, she's trying to. She claimed that I sexually assaulted her.
Oh no!
She thought
you about to go to jail.
Oh no!
Right. This is back in 2007.
Oh no!
So I had East Lansing police calling me and stuff.
East Lansing.
Yes.
Jail.
Michigan State police calling me. I never told nobody this.
Jail.
This is my first time telling you this, but
locked up.
But basically, there was.
Thank God they let him.
She finally told the truth. She was like,
"Should have kept his ass in."
Look at you, man. That's another story for another day. But yeah, long story short, she just told him that she finally confessed that she lied and said that, you know, she
should have went to jail for that.
Yeah. She didn't go to jail.
Oh, man, I got so many stories.
But that's starting to become a thing, too, where women have been lying and all this. Like, the judges are throwing. You destroyed.
And see, now that go back to what I was saying, though, B. Because then they find out that she was lying and playing games, and this wasn't the story. Now, I might be a female somewhere that really was choked out.
No, I feel you.
You see what I'm saying? I was really sexually assaulted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you don't even want to put your energy on it because, man, I wasted my time. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's crazy, man. We need some form of a solution.
Yeah.
But anyway, we about to end this show. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Woo! Before we go, what's your social medias before we get up out of here?
Oh, my social medias, I Preach for the Blood on Instagram, Donovan Douglas on Facebook. Add me if it's real. Follow me. As I follow Christ.
Man.
All right. You practice that. I don't got nothing that good to say.
Right.
Look, Jocelyn Douglas on Instagram.
Come on,
now.
You
got to
jazz it up a little.
Jocelyn _ Douglas.
That's it. Working.
Jocelyn Douglas on Facebook. And Jay Has Joy on Snapchat.
Jay Has Joy.
Yes.
Oh, I Preach for the Blood on Snapchat, too.
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna follow you on there too. But anyway, we about to get up out of here. This is CJ.
It's your man's Rob.
Your boy Jimmy.
This is 3 Raw.
All day.